This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to wake on up. Wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Still waiting for you to call in, Philmo. It is the morning roast, and good morning to all you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's chilly out there. Might be a little wet as well. A little sprinkle action in the East Bay, here in San Francisco as well. And Jasky, we got something big happening this weekend. And also today, by the way, we have some huge names coming on our show. But we got the NBA All-Star Game happening this weekend, Joe. It might be rainy, but that's okay. Thankfully, basketball is played indoors, as you know. But the buzz... We were just walking down the streets, and apparently Joe Shasky just can walk down the streets of San Francisco anywhere at any time, and he'll recognize someone. That's just something I learned this morning.
Shout out Mike Ramirez and Bobby Gomez.
There you go.
Yes.
Exactly. It's just
shout
unbelievable.
Out my electrician boys.
There you go. But we were walking around, you know, just kind of talking about the buzz and like the electricity.
They were hardworking too, by the way. I just want to make this very clear.
The construction guys, electricians. Yeah.
If their bosses were listening, they were working their butts off.
I'm not a system player.
I interrupted them.
No, it's a fact. You did actually. You went out of your way to like the guy said, "Hey, what's up, Joe?" And you're like, "Oh, let me stop." And you know,
just wait, Shasky interrupted someone.
There
That's
you
someone
go.
Like him.
Well, as you interrupt the storytelling
Jesus.
Time, but no, I hear what you're saying, Sam. But I say all that to say this: the buzz of the city. Joe Shasky is more tapped into the buzz of San Francisco and what's going on more than anyone else that I know. All right? Where's the buzz at for this All-Star game for you right now, Joe Shasky? Where's it at? We've had the Jimmy Butler experience. We had the Luka Doncic thing. The NBA is buzzing.
Yeah.
We know that the NBA is balling right now. The Super Bowl, whatever. It fizzled out. Yeah, they had 126 million viewers. No one cared. It was a beatdown. It was the Eagles fly, Eagles fly. Jalen Hurts.
I believe that number.
Well, why not?
Because I think everyone tuned out. Like, I don't know.
No, I don't think everyone tuned out because, like us, we're like, oh, well, you know, Patrick Mahomes will do something eventually. And then, you know, the fourth quarter, even Tom Brady and the broadcaster are like, you know, this game's not over yet. I was like, Tom, it's 40-6. Bro, like, I love you. Like, come on, dude. Like, what are we doing here? I say all that to say this, though. The buzz. And we were talking about this last week when all these trades were going down. Can they carry this momentum past the All-Star break, into the All-Star break? At least locally, I'm not feeling it just yet. Now, it's Wednesday. We got a couple days here to go. But for you, Joe Shasky, this All-Star game this year in San Francisco is what to you? Is it just another All-Star game?
No, it's just right now I'm not feeling the impact, you know, just walking around. Like, I told you about Nike Town. I went by there again this morning because on my walk over, I walked past Union Square. And, you know, Union Square is looking cleaner and cleaner, and they're still working on it. And, you know, just I'm talking about as a society we are and all the different departments for the city. And it's like you see some of the structures being built at Nike Town. They clearly have some sort of big... I don't know, marketing, merchandising kind of thing that they're doing with Kevin Durant and LeBron James on the bottom floor of Nike Town. But if I just took that away, I haven't seen any signage. I don't feel the pomp and circumstance. I haven't heard about anything that's happening, but I'm sure like Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, I'm sure we'll start to feel it. It just, the Super Bowl when it came here was such a huge deal. It felt like full, blocks, squares of blocks were already marked off. You couldn't drive down because they had events planned for the entire week leading up to it.
Does that feel like a decade ago? It was.
It was.
That's wild, man. That was 10 years ago, and they're going to have it next year, and they did the handing off.
The NFL experience, remember?
Well, it was different, and I do want to say this, and I don't know if this is the main thing. I know we don't talk about it as much anymore. New Orleans just had a bunch of people, and it was great. It was a huge celebration. There is a factor of, you know, the world shutting down for a little bit. And at least here, when it comes to big events, I don't know if we've fully come back yet.
Oh, well, a lot of people have never come back. Right? Don't come back to the city.
Well, that's part of it.
Yes.
Like, so I do feel like this is a very important weekend for not just, you know, the NBA and, you know, Steph Curry and the Warriors, but just San Francisco in general. I would like some, you know, some positive vibes. Absolutely. At the start of this season. That's what I want to see. I want to see this city being showcased in a positive light, because all you hear is doom and gloom, this, that, and the other.
Well, I don't want to hear Charles just kicking us.
And it's a shtick at this point, but I would like to see a Steph or a Draymond check him at that point, right? Like Draymond, like, and I don't know if Draymond's living in downtown Marino or wherever the hell he's living these days, but Bay Area in general, like it's San Francisco, obviously, but it's Oakland, it's San Jose, it's Santa Clara.
It's a microcosm for the
community. It's everything, yes. And absolutely, this is the Bay Area's team. Like, this is the Bay Area's team now. It's both sides of the Bay. It's the Golden State Warriors. They're going to be doing their, you know, their practices in the celebrity game at Oracle, or formerly Oracle Arena, Oakland Arena now. And, you know, I want some buzz. I want some juice. I want some excitement, because I'm really excited about Jimmy Butler on the Warriors right now.
I am too.
Like, because there's that hunger for the fan base right now. And I just want it to translate into this weekend. And we're going to be joined by Jerry Rice, who's going to be part of it this weekend. Joe Shasky. Yeah, I don't know if you ever heard of the guy. Just the greatest football player of all time. Might have heard of him. I think you played catch with him at one point, actually.
I did. He commented on my arm, which was positive. And one of the highlights of my life.
So he's going to be coaching the All-Star Celebrity Game alongside...
Why you got to do that?
Barry Bonds is going to be the opposing coach. So, quite frankly, you have the two best players in their given sports of all time, potentially, going head-to-head. Oh, and by the way, they're Bay Area guys, too. Yeah. So that helps. So you got Team Rice versus Team Bonds, and we're going to be joined by Jerry at 8:30, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, as all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Also, we got Terry Stotts, assistant coach of the Golden State Warriors, joining us at 7. And I'm very interested to talk to Terry, former head coach, not once, not twice, but three times, three different teams. He's been around the league for a long time. Asking about the acquisition of a Jimmy Butler, but also losing a presence, right? I want to pick his brain on what it's like if you're a head coach, if you're in Steve Kerr's position, or if you're in Jason Kidd's position right now. I want to get into the mindset of a head coach. I know he's an assistant coach right now, but how that feels and how that affects a locker room going forward, because Steve Kerr joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday, Joe Shasky, and he talked about the impact Jimmy's already had, not on the court, but in the locker room. And we spoke to this last week. You know, I think they need the mindset of a Jimmy Butler right now in a big way. And I think a lot of it was doom and gloom, and people were saying, oh, he's a cancer. He's a locker room. This, he destroys franchises. I was like, well, this franchise is already crumbling like Rome, man. Like it kind of feels like that. Rome is burning, right? Clones. And that's what it felt like. But Jimmy, not that he's going to be the savior. He's not going to be the savior. But can he help the team out in a positive way? I think we've already seen that in the first two games.
Well, like, think about where the Niners were at in 2018. Boy, they needed an attitude adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that bringing in Richard Sherman, you know, was one of the, like, seminal moments. We could talk about drafting Nick Bosa and Debo, and there's no doubt that those things absolutely help. Having great players absolutely helps. But there was a big attitude change in acquiring Richard Sherman.
A sense of legitimacy, right? Ooh, a guy that's a champion.
And I think he was going to hold people accountable in that locker room, and he had the credibility to do so. It's one thing of, like, Cassius Marsh, who was on the team, is like, hey, you got to step your game. And I was like, who the hell are you? You know what I mean? Like, I'm a big believer in, like, you have to have some level of impact to be a veteran presence. You can't just be, you know, hey, I've never done anything in the league, guy, and I'm going to tell you how it's supposed to be done. Because the young guys are like, who the hell are you?
I do like that comp. He's not like for Jimmy Butler, but he's you know, a fiery guy. He'll get after you. He's going to talk a lot of smack. Jimmy's known to
polarizing.
Do that. Polarizing player. Guys that we thought are probably at the tail ends of their career when it comes to their prime. Obviously, Sherman coming off an Achilles at that point, right? So there was a lot big. It was Achilles or ACL? It was Achilles, right?
Yeah, it was Achilles.
It was Achilles. Thank you.
And both guys, it's similarly, and I think this is one of the big misnomers, like, oh, Jimmy Butler's a troublemaker. I mean, he's never gotten in any trouble off the court.
That's exactly.
Anywhere. Like, it's same thing with Richard Sherman. Like, oh, okay, competitor, done some crazy things to other players on the field? Sure. Guess what? You know who's done a lot more worse stuff? His name's Draymond Green. I'm talking about on the court.
On the court.
You know what I mean? Like, I have no questions with him off the court.
Yeah.
And I think that's the big separator for me is, like, it's one thing when I question, like, are you just a knucklehead away from the game?
Yeah.
Like, Ja Morant, that's the biggest question on Ja. Part of why Ja's fumbled being the face of the league is, like, bro, can you just not get in trouble off the court?
Exactly.
In terms of, like, putting yourself in positions to where you can be exposed. And, you know, you are a corporation to a degree. And we don't really think that you're, like, worthy of being the face of this corporation because you do kind of some slappy type stuff away from the game. That's not a question for Jimmy Butler. It never was a question for Richard Sherman.
No, that's a great point, Joe. And shout out to all those who just woke up. If you're just joining us, if you just getting off your shift, getting ready for your shift, getting ready for school, whatever you're doing, appreciate you joining us here. You can stream us live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, all brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealership. Also, shout out to Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com.
Think of how different the rhetoric would have been for Steph Curry entering this weekend in the All-Star game if they didn't make a move.
Oh, God, it would be where's Steph going? That's a great point. It would literally be the speculation of where's Steph going to play next.
Well, you know what would be happening is the Windhorses, the Chris Broussards, the Stephen A. Smiths would be basically linking him to all the big teams that they want him to go to.
Well, you'd see literally, you'd see probably snippets and clips of LeBron and Steph covering their mouths, talking to each other. Giannis and Steph covering their mouths, talking with each other. All these different teams, and then it's all the memes are coming out with the eye emojis, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got Jimmy Butler. He's extended. Steph's not going anywhere. And this is going to be the team for the next couple seasons. And it might be the swan song for all these players, Draymond Green included. But you know what? They picked a path. And I think there's a sense of relief now with the fan base.
Clarity.
There's clarity. And the fact that it's clicked this early, there's a newfound optimism with this team, Joe Shasky. I don't know if they're going to do anything huge. I'm not here saying they're going to win a championship. But the vibes and the optimism, and I'm always this kind of a guy, right? I'm a glass half full guy more than I am a glass half empty.
You are very optimistic.
I'm very optimistic. I'm not Mark Willard optimism with certain things.
Well,
but
he's delusional.
Well, no, it's all right. And I love Mark.
I love Mark too.
And he's listening right now. He's probably having his salami pizza. Shout out Roundtable. But I have this newfound sense of optimism with the team if I'm a fan, because I felt like for the first time, the ownership, the head coach, the GM, they all realized something had to be done.
Mm-hmm.
It just couldn't be nothing. And I know Steve Kerr was trying to walk that tightrope in the last couple of weeks saying, we can't just do nothing at the deadline. And then, you know, Evan asked him a question. He's like, well, you said, you know, you guys can't do nothing, but you guys might not do nothing. He's like, oh, I didn't say that. And I'm paraphrasing here. And him and Evan are fine. Evan's doing a hell of a job covering for Warriors pre and post game live. But, you know, I'm watching the pressers now with Steve. I heard it with Mike Dunleavy. There is a sense of relief now and clarity, not only with the fan base, front office, and Joe Lacob, quite frankly, who was the guy that was kind of behind, I think, the Kevin Durant talks, first and foremost. I don't think Kevin Durant was ever coming here, and I do think there was a sense of dread after that whole thing happened when it was just, oh, KD, we might get him. And then it was a huge letdown. It's just like, yeah, he has no desire to come back here. And that all felt like an ownership, Joe Lacob trying to get the band back together. I don't know. I'm sure Steph would have loved it. I think Steph knew in his heart of hearts that's not happening. I think Steve Kerr knew in his heart of hearts that's not happening. And Draymond for sure knew that wasn't happening. And he was going to go to the Suns. Like, by the way, the Suns, Matt Ishbia, talking about botch job of the century with these last few weeks, trying to get Jimmy Butler. You don't get Butler. You have a disgruntled Kevin Durant because his name was floated out there. You got Bradley Beal on a contract no one desires. They're going to be free-falling Tom Petty style here.
They're having the conversation we would be having about the Warriors.
Oh, absolutely.
Had they not made a move.
Imagine Joe Lacob dangling Stephen Curry's name out there. Like, it's different. It's different because, you know, Kevin Durant.
Ask Nico how that's going.
Oh, and we're going to get to that at some point today because the Golden State Warriors do play the Dallas Mavericks today. And coverage of that starts at 5:30 right here, 95.7 The Game. Tip off at 6:30. God, if you're a Dallas Mavericks fan right now, I think we've all been there at some point in our fandoms where we're feeling like a Dallas Mavericks fan, and we're going to tap into that a little bit later.
Well, I think you're bringing up a lot of points here, and like the one that I continue to go back
too
to.
Too many points, yes. Isolated for me.
When you come into work every day, and there are certain people that you see that make you smile. You make me smile. Like, I come in every
thanks,
day.
Bud.
You've got this energy. It's like, hey, what's up, Spadoni? And there's a mellowing effect. You know,
are you
going to
get
for Carter?
Are you
going to
get me a candy gram?
You know?
Like you see the
No,
emails?
I'm good off that. Oh. Yeah, I'm good. Valentine's worst holiday. Hands down, not even close.
I'm defending
worst
it.
Holiday
it's actually,
of all time.
It's actually one of the best.
No, I think it's the worst.
No, it's one of the best.
And then I look at someone like Guru. When I see Guru, I just smile. I can't not help but smile. Right? I see somebody like coming in every single day and they're super negative and they're Debbie Downer every day. I'm sorry, that brings down the whole energy of the vibe. I'm not saying you can't come in every once in a while and have a bad day. But if you're having bad days, 8 out of 9 days in a row, it's like, come on, man, it's on you. Can you smile a little? It brings the whole aura down.
Right.
And I'm looking at the Warriors situation. I don't think it's anybody's fault. I think the aura was down. The Daubers were down for so long. They had to make a move. And they made a move, and it was an aggressive one. It was a bold one. And I feel like it jolted them in the right direction. And they desperately needed it. And I think that, like, I didn't see Jimmy Butler being some, like, net positive, you know, smiley guy. But here we are. Like, look at the vibes and look at the faces of everyone involved. Steve feels rejuvenated. Steph looks rejuvenated. Draymond is unleashed. Mm-hmm. He looks incredible. All the young players are playing empowered. Now, it's a couple games, right? It's a couple games. There's no doubt about it. But how negative would everything be heading into this All-Star break? And I feel like they would have been sitting in the, as I always use the hot tub analogy, sitting in the hot tub of negativity for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, well.
And now the tide has turned.
Shout out Hot Tub Time Machine. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Love me some Freedman's Appliance. Shout out Jim Cozumore. 888-957-9570. Your renewed sense of optimism, Dub Nation, with Jimmy Butler. We had a couple calls yesterday, and listen, there's, again, you're talking about Debbie Downer's people. I'm not going to, like, fault some fans for not wanting to fully buy back in just yet, because there is a part of me still as a fan that has a guarded, maybe guarded optimism is the right word, cautiously optimistic.
What do you mean? Cautious,
because I don't want to get sucked back in and get disappointed again if I'm a fan. That is something that I wholeheartedly agree on. I don't want to have this team go on a little bit of a run here, win 6 of 7, 7 of 8. I'm all suckered back in, and then you know what? It blows up in my face. I think a lot of fans still are, you know, keeping their distance slightly, enjoying it from, you know, view. I know you're saying, hey, you know, the expectations were never going to be championship this season, so why not just jump all in with your toes mm-hmm. and everything? But I do understand where a fan could be like, no. You know, it's Hawkeye, and, you know, we go back to Marvel all the time. It's Hawkeye, it's that meme, don't give me hope, as he's standing in the rain, and they're trying to get the band back together, and they're trying to go back and get all the Infinity Stones and defeat Thanos. Don't give me that hope, because hope can drive a man crazy. And I'm doing so many different analogies right now with Shawshank Redemption, this, that, and the other. But that's kind of where I'm getting at. And if you're one of those fans, why aren't you all in on the Jimmy Butler experience? I guess I would like that, because I'm trying to find reasons not to be optimistic about the Warriors. Oh, the size. I was like, well, who are they playing in the West that's really going to really... Alperen Şengün right now. Anthony Davis is out. Like, who am I? Jaren Jackson Jr.? I mean, do I fear the Grizzlies? Not really.
Hasn't
Chet Holmgren? I mean, again, you've mentioned it. The Warriors seem to play the Thunder very well. I'm not really worried about that right now. Is it, oh, the locker room, this, that, and friends? Well, all I've heard from Steve Kerr, Steph, and Draymond is how good of a locker room presence he is right now. I can't go off what went in the past. I'm just going off right now. So if there's reasons why you're not optimistic about Jimmy Butler, I would love to hear them, because I just don't think they're many right now.
Well, like, I understand being completely skeptical of a rookie or of a young unproven player who hasn't had a track record or long line of success. This guy's been great for 15 years, like 10 years, right? No. Look, has he done it with this team? No. But Steph's been great for 15 years. Hasn't he earned the benefit of the doubt? And this guy's resume kind of speak for itself. And early on, again, early returns, boy, it sure feels like they really complement each other well.
Well, it always goes back to that. And we'll get to this on the other side. You know, homegrown athletes, guys that were drafted to your franchise,
yeah,
and the free agents, the mercenaries, if you will, the assassins, as you like to call them. We'll get into that because I do think there is a fan disconnect sometimes when you bring in someone outside of the group, the friend group. It's like you're transferring schools or you have friends from different schools, right? And they meet each other for the first time. It's like, is this going to work? So I think that's kind of happening right now. Tune in for Warriors Live today. Joe Shasky presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water. More of your calls, more of your texts. Terry Stotts, assistant coach for the Golden State Warriors, coming up at the top of the hour, 7 o'clock. Terry Stotts, Jerry freaking Rice, 8:30. We are locked and loaded on this Wednesday. It's a hump day in the Bay. It's Spadoni and Shasky at 95.7 The Game.
Us with a K.
Shopping with your parents can be embarrassing.
Why would they sell jeans with holes in them? I'm going to speak to the manager.
Mom!
That hoodie is giving. You should get it. YOLO.
Thanks to the Chase mobile app, your kid can shop independently while you keep an eye on their spending. So you can go from...
We can be twinsies!
To...
How was shopping? Saw you stayed on budget.
Thanks, Mom.
Freedom for kids, control for parents. That's family banking from Chase.
Account subject to approval. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination. Restrictions apply.
Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Valley Heating, Cooling, Electrical, and Solar, a Lennox premier dealer, locally and family owned, and the home of old-fashioned service for all your home comfort needs for 63 years. Check them out at valleyheating.com. Valleyheating.com.
Warriors coverage on 95.7 The Game is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on the iPhone 16 Pro.
Bay Area, it's Jerry Stackhouse. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Hello, Jerry. Jerry Stackhouse. Jerry Rice joining us at 8:30, courtesy of the River Islands guest line today. Joe Shasky, Terry Stotts, assistant coach of the Golden State Warriors, alongside Jerry Stackhouse, going to be joining us at 7 o'clock, about 29 minutes to go. In the meantime, I got to tell you about this. 95.7 The Game Knockout Tournament's back. What a chance to shoot hoops on the floor of Chase Center. We're going to be giving out a keyword sometime between 8 and 8.30 today, and then between 8.30 and 9. So the following segment, when you hear the sounder, we'll give it out. Yeah, that one right there. When you hear that, not now, but between 8.30 and 9, you're going to give that keyword. And if you're the first to call in and you're at least 18 and a California resident, you will win a spot in the knockout tournament and a chance to shoot hoops on the court at Chase Center. Listen between the 8 o'clock hours here, 12 o'clock hours for Stein and Goo, and 4 o'clock hours on Willard and Dibbs all week long for your chance to qualify for the knockout tournament. Joe Shasky, real quick.
I'm not going to get shamed by you guys.
No,
I'm going to let you know that right now.
I'm not shaming you for this.
I'm not going to get backed down into a corner.
I don't think...
I'm not Andrew Wiggins. I'm Jimmy Butler. You're not going to back me down.
Okay.
What? Come at me with your food conversation.
I just thought it was you just had an avocado. That's fine. You brought an avocado into work. You don't do anything to it. You just eat it straight up.
Yeah.
You peel it. You do your thing. You cut it in half.
Well, you eat inside of it. I cut it in half. Twist it.
Yep.
And then I get the little
core out.
Yeah. Yes. Whatever it is. Yeah. And then I slice it.
Yeah.
With the butter knife, and then I score it, if you will, like, because I'm a meat guy.
Sure.
And then I take a spoon, and I eat it with a spoon.
But you don't do any little bit of salt and pepper on there? No, not really. Okay, just straight up.
Yeah. I mean, will I salt it or add stuff to it? Or, you know, like, for example, eggs. Like, when I make eggs, I make a lot of scrambled eggs now for the little guy and me. And I just make a bunch of eggs, and then I eat whatever he doesn't eat. And I just throw avocados on there. And it's just like a mismatch of food.
Sure. It's called a scramble.
Well, yes, but I'm saying, like, I'll throw the avocado over the top of it, and then I just throw it onto a couple, you know, slices of bread or whatever.
Okay, so avocado toast. All right.
Well, no, because there's eggs, and then sometimes I'll put a little butter. Maybe it'll be a little cream cheese. It depends, you know? Okay. I'm learning that you're eating on the run with a kid. You know, I'm learning that now. I don't get to enjoy my meals as I used to.
No, you don't. Then when you're out at a restaurant, you're constantly hovering over them to make sure they're not making a mess. They're not screaming.
Well, the big thing now is just, like he just wants to let everyone know he scored a basket.
There you go. That's
okay. Like, bro, there's no ball here. There's no hoop. Just relax. We're out at dinner.
They're going to be doing that the rest of your lives.
But there's nothing wrong with eating an avocado without anything else.
I just thought, you know, you can heighten your food senses a little bit. Salt unlocks a lot of different things. Have you ever tried salt in your chocolate milk? A sprinkle of salt in your chocolate milk unlocks the chocolate and makes it taste even better. That sweet and salty component, Joe Shasky. I know you have a culinary palate.
Yeah,
I know,
sure.
So I'm just letting you know.
Well, look, I'm not opposed to it, and I'm not saying that I, you know, wouldn't quote unquote season my food. I don't know where you're going with this one.
I'm just saying, like, just that's, I mean, your wife, Michelle, says you don't like seasoning. So
that's BS. That's Michelle trying to talk smack.
I just look at the hue of your skin, unfortunately, and that's, you know, you don't season
your food.
How
about me just trying to be healthy and eat whole foods?
Well, no, in fairness to Chaska, I'm going to come to your defense here. When it comes to the seasoning, like, who's bringing their own salt and pepper into work?
Exactly.
There's literally packets over there. We have salt and pepper at every work establishment.
Those sugar packets for coffee.
We have salt and pepper packets with crushed red pepper in the corner. We got that stuff, guys.
Oh, we do?
Come on, yes.
Oh, that's news to me.
Yeah. Come on,
is it psycho behavior to just eat an avocado by itself?
I don't think it's psycho behavior.
Not in California.
If you're Tom Brady, that's normal.
It's delicious.
You on the TB12 method?
Well, no. What I've been doing is charting the food that I'm eating.
Oh, that's good.
Right? Because I've been working out like very consistently for 2 years.
Big
right
workout
now.
Guy. Yep.
And I'm trying to diary all of the food that I'm eating.
You're jotting it down?
Yeah, well, there's this, it's called My Fitness App, which they actually, you know, sponsor some of the local television shows like NBC. And I've used it for, you know, quite some time.
Hi, I'm Joe Shasky here.
I'm being real. It makes me more conscientious of eating junk food.
Okay. Good for you. No, you're
even
looking
though I'll have a Kit Kat bar every other day.
But that's okay. All right.
Moderation.
Always in moderation.
What is going on here?
I'm just saying, like, there's nothing wrong with eating a whole avocado.
Just feels like a new segment, like the Shasky Health segment. You know?
Well, you know what I need? I need some of that Jimmy Butler coffee is what I need. That's what I want, Joe Shasky. We're talking Jimmy Butler, one James Butler III. By the way, Warriors team store now officially having his jersey out there. How many Jimmy Butler's jerseys are we going to see this weekend, potentially?
Well, can we fix the name on the back looks like it's not centered back of his back.
It looked a little off.
So is that just me?
No, it did look like the three.
It wasn't
like,
balanced.
No, it looked like it was like almost like an apostrophe kind of was hanging off there at the end.
My OCD, it had me all messed up.
So Big Face is the name of his coffee line, I guess. Big Face Coffee for Jimmy Butler. Is that his nickname, Big Face? Is that what they call
him? We should order some.
I would love that.
What do they got? Are you looking at the website right now?
Yeah, I'm doing it right
now.
Read
it to me. Do we have any light roast? I like a lot more caffeine.
All right, this is Jimmy Butler. This is what, if you go on his website, Big Face, it's onyxcoffeelab.com. Big Onyx? Face Onyx.
Ooh, Onyx. All right. Da, 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 let the boys be boys.
Isn't it $60 a cup?
Hold on. And I don't mind playing for quality, Carter. So don't, before you start judging for the $60 a cup. Let's see what we're dealing with here.
$60 a cup?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Is this made with cocaine?
Hey! What? Relax, all right? We're figuring stuff out right now. Big Face Onyx. Shout out to Pokemon Onyx, first and foremost. That's what I think of. And Geodude. It started in the NBA playoff bubble in 2020. This is the story on his website. Jimmy Butler, star of the Miami Heat, opened an impromptu coffee shop in his hotel room and called it Big Face.
How did he get the coffee?
Hold on. In August 2022, Onyx and Big Face traveled to, let me see if I can pronounce this correctly. I apologize to all my Spanish speakers out there. Cundinamarca, Colombia, to visit La Palma y El Tucán. We cupped coffees and chose the absolute best on the table. There's magic in this collaboration. Two different groups, the best at what they do, coming together to create something truly unique. Sounds like Steph and Jimmy on the court, to be honest. As we tasted, we were all drawn to sample number 23, or 23. The significance of this is not lost on any of us. That's all it says.
So what do they have? They have bags for sale?
Yeah, let me go right now.
What do they have? Like, $60 for a cup is ridiculous.
All right, we're going right. They have tea as well. So the Onyx is obviously
out on tea.
Hold on.
I don't live in England.
You don't?
No, I'm
out.
You don't have to have just
shout out Independence.
You don't have to have Earl Grey. Like, tea is the most consumed beverage in the world. I'm pretty
sure it is.
Water. No, it is.
America's for coffee drinkers.
Okay, you can
all
have,
right. I don't know if you know this.
You can have both. You know, we like seceded. Yeah,
the Boston Tea Party. I'm out on that.
You love Boston, though.
No. I'm saying we rejected the Brits. I don't know if you know the story.
Okay. Shout out my Uncle Phil, who is from England. I love you, Uncle Phil, if you're listening out in Miami or wherever you're living these days. I'm trying to find Big Face right now. I see Onyx, all these different brands.
Will
I can't
they deliver to your house?
I think they will.
Like a bag of beans?
If I order it, they will.
It better be, you know, grinded.
Here we go. Here's the collaborations I'm going with coffee, because I think that's what it is.
Ground.
There we go. All right. Collaborations, this, that, and the other. Mosaic. I can't even find this thing. I thought I was doing something special here for Jimmy, and God love you, Jimmy Buckets. I'm trying to find your coffee and buy it. I can't. So crack staff in the back, if you could get on that, please, and get the exact price, Carter, as you were judging. And who are you to judge the price of coffee? One Carter Chickering.
And the guy's got a $10,000 Rolex on his arm.
Yeah. I am positive that it's $60 a glass. I watched his Architectural Digest yesterday, in which he shows you around his house.
Okay, that's absurd.
That's called Cribs, circa MTV 2004.
Wait, I got these dinosaur eggs. This is what I'm cooking for breakfast. Dave Chappelle, dude.
Check out our slam dunk contest in Vegas, folks. Check this out. Someone's going to win travel and accommodations for four to Las Vegas and $20,000. So if you get that $20,000, you might just be able to afford Jimmy Butler's coffee. You'll be staying at Circa, the premier sports viewing destination in downtown Las Vegas. Circa also has the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. It's the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championship. Winning is so easy. Literally, I'm doing it right now. Download the free Odyssey app. You log in and listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry. So if you don't have that downloaded, go on your app store, whether you're Droid, you know, iPhone, doesn't matter. Download the Odyssey app, listen for an hour, and then you're qualified. And there's so many other contests too on top of that. So you want to be listening for not just that, but other things as well. And again, this is a national contest. Download the Odyssey app now, and you might be headed to Vegas in March with $20,000. So I say all that to say, Jimmy Butler has coffee.
Jimmy's got to be like feeling great right now. Like seriously, like he went from, and no, don't get me wrong. I would probably rather live in Miami as a millionaire in the state of Florida because of the tax implications than San Francisco. I'll be the first to admit that Miami is intoxicating.
I want to see the weather in Miami right now in comparison to.
It's just incredible. I look,
78 degrees and sunny today.
But Jimmy professionally has got to feel pretty good, right? Now, are they, you know, top of the charts in terms of the Western Conference seedings? No. But you get to play with Steph Curry. You're getting opportunities to go one-on-one. I mean, Jimmy got doubled the other day. He spent his entire existence getting doubled and having five sets of eyeballs looking at him in Miami. And here he comes in, and it's almost like he's coming in on the white horse, like he's coming to save the day. And I think a lot of people were skeptical, which I get. I get being skeptical. But the early returns are like, dude, everybody's like feeling it. Quentin posting him have like a vibe going. You know, Pods is talking about, you know, guys like me and Draymond, you know, we totally understand about, you know, the intensity of a Jimmy Butler because he's kind of like us. Moses Moody's playing well. Steph looks as happy as ever. Steve Kerr looks happy. Life is good.
You're happy. Look at the smile on your face talking about Jimmy Butler. Did you expect that a week ago at this time when we were talking to Anthony Slater?
He told us he doesn't going
to
sign an extension.
That was all BS. Remember, Sam texted down the thread. He's like, I don't know. He's not going to sign an extension. He's like, I don't care. Get him here anyways, and I'll make him sign the extension. And that brings me to Mike Dunleavy. We giving him credit right now, Dub Nation? Are we sleeping on Mike Dunleavy and the job that he's done? I want to get into that on the other side.
I saw Mike on Friday night.
Oh, and we'll get into that on 95.7 The Game.
Happy hump day, people. Happy hump day.
Dub Nation is Brandon Pajemski. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Pods! We got the Texas two-step coming up here, and we got Terry Stotts coming up here in about 11 minutes. Terry Stotts, assistant coach with the Golden State Warriors, former head coach of the Portland Trailblazers for a long time. Coach, your guy Dame Lillard. I'll ask him about Dame Lillard and how great of a player he was and if there's a likeness between him and Steph when it comes to three-point shot, because I know you love some Dame Lillard, Joe Shasky. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Jerry Rice, the GOAT, 8:30 as well, promoting not only his GOAT fuel, but the All-Star Celebrity Game. He's going to be a coach, Joe Shasky. For Matt Barnes, Drewski, Terrell Owens, amongst others. And he's going up against Team Barry Bonds. Oh, you know the co-coach, I should say, or the assistant coach for Barry Bonds? Oh, Two Chainz. You ever heard of him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you have. He's got Baron Davis on his team. He's got Danny Ramirez. He's got Dylan Wong. He's got a lot of people on there.
I don't know who those other people
are. You better start Googling it right now, coach.
I'm good.
All right? So that's going to be happening. So we'll talk to Jerry about that. Plus, obviously, Deebo Samuel requesting a trade. His feelings on that. His feelings on the Super Bowl overall. How do the 49ers get back to that game, the big game, the biggest of all time? And his thoughts about, you know, seeing the Eagles win it, too. After all the S talk and after all the games they've played the last few years, how he's feeling about that. I'm sure he is feeling sick. But also asking him about, you know, the end of his 49ers career and what it was like going to a new team and being that new guy and new voice in a locker room, kind of like Jimmy Butler's doing right now in Miami. He's at the latter stage of his career. He's got a couple years left. And I know if you ask Jerry, he's like, I could have played till I was 45 if I wanted to. But, you know, the 49ers felt like they had T.O., they had the future, we can move off of Jerry now.
Well, it was money, too.
Money was a big part of it, but yeah. he was aging.
I know, but they had so much salary cap,
yes.
Dead money at the time. It's like a kind of a weird thing, but they had so much dead cap money, and they were spending money on players who weren't on the team. They couldn't afford Jerry and T.O. And
no.
Yeah, and look, in hindsight, it was a horrific decision.
Yeah.
There's just no other way around it, because Jerry still was amazing.
Jerry goes to the Raiders, and they immediately have two winning seasons, and you know the Tuck Rule game is one of them, and then they go to a Super Bowl. And he's still balling. It's him and touchdown Timmy Brown, Tyrone Wheatley, Charlie Gardner, all those guys, young Charles Woodson on the defensive side. So I want to ask him about what it was like. A little different because he's literally just going right across a bridge across the bay. But the fan bases are a lot different. They're completely different.
It felt like Raider fans, and I'm not speaking on behalf of them, but it felt like they embraced him almost immediately.
They did.
You got to remember, he was going over Jerry at that time. That was Tim Brown's team.
Yes.
He was, to me, he was like outside of Marcus Allen in the 80s and I know Bo for a little. Yep. He was Mr. Raider.
Oh, yeah. And you just think of what he did, a Heisman Trophy winner at Notre Dame, one of the greatest of all time. And what he did, kind of real quick, and we'll get back to basketball here in a second. Tim Brown's amazing because he had no quarterbacks for most of his career up until Rich Gannon later. He had nothing, and he accumulated all those stats still. Right? I kind of liken him to, not the same.
Jim Hostetler.
Right?
I mean, it was like a poo-poo platter of garbage.
Kind of like Larry Fitzgerald, where he had a couple years of Kurt Warner, and then it was just a poo-poo sandwich, right? Like, it was similar to that. By the way, Fitz probably should have won a Heisman when he was at Pitt. Who ended up winning it that? Was it Carson Palmer? Someone else won it instead of Fitz, and it should have been him.
He was
way
the
back
Blitnikoff,
when.
Two-time Blitnikoff Award winner of Pittsburgh.
He was sick.
Yeah, he was amazing.
He was sick.
Getting back to the Jerry thing, it is interesting, like, when that kind of a guy shows up, that alpha, it does raise the bar for everyone else on the team. Mm-hmm. And I think about like the trade, whether it's, you know, different sports, but like acquiring Richard Sherman, it did feel like it raised the bar for the Niners, you know, because of who he was, the cachet of who he was. Hunter Pence, you know, he was a multiple-time All-Star before coming to the Giants. I felt like it raised the bar. And you got to remember, when they acquired Hunter Pence, there was so much drama on the Melky thing.
Yeah.
There was a lot of negativity on the. Everyone felt like Melky lied to them.
Well, he did.
He had a monster first half.
He created a fake website to say that I actually bought it from here, thinking it wasn't. There was no steroids or HGH, whatever it was. He created a fake website, bro.
And like, Hunter was just what the doctor ordered at that time.
He won me a fantasy league, by the way, that year. Melky Cabrera. Just want to let you know that.
Well, we also had been, you know, spurned by Carlos Beltran, who you traded for at the deadline the year prior, and then he left in free agency.
Yeah.
Right? And so, like, there was a variety of moves leading up to Hunter, which is why Hunter is so beloved. And you kind of forget about him now, but it makes a lot of sense, you know?
It's funny you say that. You and I were getting some coffee down the street. We were walking. You were saying hi to everyone. You know, a KCBS employee joined us. I don't know her name.
Yeah.
I'm pulling a Bonte here.
I don't know her name,
but shout out to you. But she was in the elevator, and I was like, hey, like, she just spoke last week, too, and she's one of our newer employees. She's saying, I'm a huge Giants fan. And I was like, hey, and Chassie's all wearing his Giants gear. I was like, and Chassie's like, hey, like, who's your favorite Giants player? And what'd she say? Hunter Pence.
What she said was, when I was a kid, it was Hunter Pence. And I was like, damn, I'm old.
That made me feel old. I'm only 31, and that made me feel old. I was in high school when they acquired Hunter Pence. I wasn't like a kid. I don't view myself as a kid. Maybe she was then. But, yeah, that fan favorite immediately.
Yeah.
And he had the three, remember the playoff hit where they hit the bat three different times.
Oh, yeah.
And it squibbed down the
catch in the right field wall. Right. He had so many moments.
He had so many moments.
The seeds.
But he's most synonymous with the speeches, right?
Yes.
And that's what he was the hype man for those teams. And the cast full of misfits, him, Sergio Romo, this, that, and the other, all those guys. You had Santiago Casilla closing it at one point. Like, Hunter Pence felt like he embraced this city, and the city embraced him almost immediately. I don't know if it's going to be the same with Jimmy Butler, but I think Jimmy Butler's quirky enough to where it's like, I was doing all the coffee thing. And by the way, the coffee, I found the website, only $30 a bag. The Big Face Coffee. Let's relax,
Carter.
Oh, for
a bag? Yeah. Carter, you're way off.
$60 to drink it at his house.
That's completely different.
Where is his house?
I saw the Architectural Digest video, for God's sake.
Of course you're
I might want to like open this up. Man, what if I did that? Like, hey, come to my house, drink coffee with me,
and LJ,
pay me
and
$60.
And actually, if you look online, too, he says he's trying to get the price to $100 a cup.
Well, in San Francisco, it probably will be, if just adjust for inflation, this, that, and the other. Shout out real estate.
I need to partner with like a local coffee place, like Java Beach or something. And I need, hey, come meet me, and I'll basically hold court. Well, we'll have a cup of coffee.
We're the morning roast, so instead of the super chats we get on YouTube, can we get just like the super coffee donations? Just have a jar right here, just put it in there. You guys want to come sit and have coffee with the roast? Well, it's going to cost you. Come sit down.
I do
think that'll land over well.
We've got to figure out how this thing ends, right? We got to like let it play out a little.
Yeah.
For Jimmy. But I remember when Stack Jack and Harrington came, and people were just so ready for something different.
Yes.
That they were embraced almost immediately. Let's go back even a little further. When Baron Davis was traded for, it was like, wow, we got our savior. Because Baron was very popular. That was when college basketball was still very popular. We had a familiarity with Baron Davis. And it felt like, similar to Jimmy Butler, he was a depreciated asset on a New Orleans Hornets team that was, they were the Hornets back then, that was kind of like in between generations, and he was disgruntled. There was like questions about his, you know, is he in shape? You know, is he healthy? Because he had a knee injury.
Was Chris Paul there then?
No, this was before Chris Paul.
This was right before, because he came out, 05, 06, Chris Paul?
I think he was traded in 05, 06.
Okay, all right.
Baron Davis was. But anyway, point stands that like, they didn't have a team in place for Baron. He showed up and was kind of like the biggest star.
Yeah.
This is a little unique. Like, they've already got a giant mega star, right? So that's why I like the Hunter Pence kind of move, even though that team was a lot better. You had Buster Posey already in place.
Right.
You had Lincecum and Matt Cain. But, you know, Pence was his own, you know, unique man. He was a really good player.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Terry Stotts joining us here in a couple minutes, assistant coach of the Golden State Warriors. Going to ask him about this acquisition and what it's meant to the locker room, how he feels about the coaching staff, and having a guy like Jimmy Butler there alongside Stephen Curry. Just the IQ alone. Because I do think that's something we always underestimate when it comes to, you think of age first and foremost. You think of the body. You think of deterioration.
Sure.
You think of, you know,
He's old. It is.
He is.
And then you say to yourself, he hasn't played in how long?
Exactly.
And then you're like, and Pat Riley and Spoelstra?
Yeah.
Because those are two names that if I were to say, like, NBA credibility, and just list me the GMs or front office executives
they'd
and head coaches.
Yeah.
How many names do you say before you get to Riley and Spoelstra?
They might be my first one.
Okay. Yeah. For a lot of you, it's got to be top five.
Yes.
Right? So, hey, this guy had a falling out with those guys? Why? How? What happened there?
Exactly.
He must be the problem.
Exactly. But he gets here now, and it's a change of scenery. It's a fresh start for everybody. There's a lot of nasty things that hit between him, Pat Riley, in Miami. I did not like the little like hit piece that happened on Pat Riley. It seemed like it. Whoever leaked it, if it was Jimmy's camp, this, that, and the other, when it was like, you know, Pat Riley was trying to connect with Jimmy and then the loss of his father, and I guess Pat Riley was crying. And then it kind of was framed like Pat Riley was weak because he was crying. I was like, who cares if he was crying? He was trying to connect on Jimmy on a personal level. It didn't. Obviously, Jimmy already had preconceived notions and feelings. It didn't work. I don't know. Everything that I know that happened in Miami is now in the past for me.
Yeah.
It's in the past.
It really doesn't.
It doesn't really matter here anymore. And I don't think he's bringing that baggage into the locker room right now. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Joe Shasky, it is a Warriors Wednesday. Brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Terry Stotts, ready? Cool. All right, Warriors assistant coach Terry Stotts joins us on the River Islands guest line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Coach, good morning. How you doing, man?
Morning. I'm doing great. Thanks.
Doing great. How's the weather out in Dallas, first and foremost?